is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. It is the live Saturday edition, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Toll-free number for you. Bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're going to continue here with you and your thoughts also on the way. A little more about Steve Jobs, maybe something you didn't know about him. The first thing that we talked about was that he admitted to and spoke positively toward using LSD, saying that his experience with LSD was one of the most one of the two or three most important things that he's done with his life, attributing it to
pretty strong praise,
attributing it to a successful thing, not like a negative important thing, but a positive thing. And we continue with you and your thoughts. So first we go to Eli calling from, allegedly, from Mexico. Hello, Eli.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering, curious what you guys thought about, I know it's on the news here in the last couple of days, the whole Alabama kind of the new immigration laws. And a lot of the farmers were on there complaining and openly saying, you know, like the Americans won't take these jobs, you know, working 10 hours a day in the 90-degree heat, bending over, and now they're having to offer more money because their crops are rotting and all that on the vine. Like, what do you think about that? Like, as high as unemployment is, are Americans really not willing to fill those positions? Or?
Clearly, they're not willing to. And I actually saw some news about this while I was in jail, and I was wondering more of the details, because, Mark, you had said that this is the Alabama one, the Alabama immigration law, is the most extreme.
It's happening in Georgia, too.
But you're saying the Alabama one was the most extreme of all of
them. That's correct.
Arizona, Georgia, Alabama. What was it that was different about Alabama, as you recall?
Doing business with illegal immigrants is considered to be illegal.
So if I sell you, if you're so-called illegal and I sell you some lemonade,
yep.
That's
correct.
Illegal. Wow.
Contract. With them as,
I didn't even know that.
Yes, as I understand it, I mean, I'm no expert on this or anything, but that's what I understand.
Yeah, it's funny you bring this up.
I've only read briefly on CNN, so I don't know. I knew in Georgia they were putting a number on the loss of crops, but you know, the Alabama was the recent one. And
yeah, there's no way to quantify this that quickly, but there's all, you know, millions of dollars worth of food rotting on the vine,
yep.
Because Americans won't do this work.
Nope.
Now, a lot of people, the pro-government, pro-intervention, anti-immigration folks will say, Americans, they will do this job. Unemployment's terrible, and that kind of thing. Well, look, there's evidence. Two states in the union, it's happening right now. Americans will not do these jobs.
Yep.
They'll put probationers out there that they threaten to throw in jail if they don't do it, and they won't come back the second day.
Yeah, I saw that too. That's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, that's just it.
Like, I mean, not getting in depth of my story. I mean, I'm down here. I'm legitimately in Mexico, and I mean, I've been working for months. I make, you know, a little under $12 a day for a. And I go in about 9:30 and get off about 5:30. You know, I'm over a grill or things like that. Like I'd die to come back up there. You know, I say I'd die to. I could, but if I knew there was for sure employment, but I still can't even find anything online or where these farmers are hiring or whatever. But
now, are you a native of Mexico?
No, I'm from the States. I'm American. I bailed in early February on.
Why?
After I did house arrest for some DUIs, and I got tired of half my paycheck going to the city of Joplin for these tickets, and I got tired of it. I peaced out. I plan on going back to Costa Rica, but I ended up just going down to Mexico. And
so how long have you been down?
$100 a day, man. It's not good wages.
Yeah, it's not good wages at all. I mean, I'm a lot happier, but damn, dude, yeah, it's ball busting down here. It's not,
well, if you're happier, that's an important factor. Did you have any savings at all when you went down there, or you just like threw caution to the wind and across the border?
I packed up. Well, I already done pretty much the same thing going to Costa Rica. I'm about to turn 30 now, and in my early 20s, I went to Costa Rica, and it's the same kind of scenario. I just, whatever would fit in a really large backpack, like, that's what went with, and what wouldn't didn't go, and that's what I'm here with, you know. Like,
what did you do? Just hop on a bus, or did you walk, hitchhike? How did you get down there?
No, I flew out of, I found a cheap ticket out of Northwest Arkansas to L.A., and then I bused down to Tijuana and took a cheap flight to Vallarta, and then busted inland a little bit, and that's where I settled in.
And so you've been south of the border for the last approximately 6 or 7, 8 years of your life?
No.
You said February.
Since February of this year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you went down to Costa Rica and then
came
back.
I came to Costa Rica initially, and I've been up in, I was up in the States quite a bit, yeah, through my 20s. I've just now left the States again in early February.
Now, what's it like immigrating to Mexico? What is that, I mean, is there a sort of a legal process? How does it go?
Just sneak across the border? Are you illegal?
Honestly, I am. I turned illegal about a month and a half ago, I guess, and it feels pretty good.
So what, they let you stay for 6 months without question, and then something changes?
Yeah, well, I mean, supposedly you're supposed to leave, just like it was in Costa Rica. You're supposed to leave it's actually 90 days there and not 6 months. But almost every American I ran into was like, ah, I've been here 6 years. I never left. Like, why would you do that? You know,
I know somebody whose dad was living in Costa Rica for a long time. One of the Liberty Lovers up here in New Hampshire told me this story, that the way you get around that leaving for 90 days rule, or leaving after 90 days being in Costa Rica, is you just, like, you cross the border into another country, you know, go on a little vacation there for a weekend or something like that, and then come back.
Yeah, it's like 72 hours you're supposed to be out.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if they have they may not have those rules in Mexico. You know, I don't know if you can say the F word down there. Probably not.
He's not like he's been out of the United States for very long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Hey, 855-450-FREE is the number here. You can
talk about anything you want. There's four words you can't say.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we have to do things around here, because we are still in the so-called United States of America. Though I look forward, Mark, to the day when we start seeing some people secede, some states around this country call it a day and say, the hell with this United States thing. We're done. We're out of here. Secession is the way to do it. I had my secession sign out at the protest today. It was supposed to be a peace protest, but I figure if we secede, that's a good way to achieve peace, at least for New Hampshire.
Yep.
And we do want to secede peacefully. We do not want to, those of us who support secession, that I know at least, are not interested in some sort of a violent
that didn't
attempt.
Go well the last time.
Yeah. So got to do it the peaceful route. Here's another interesting fact, a surprising fact about Steve Jobs from Fox News. This was number 10. So we started with number 1 about him using LSD. Number 10, he drove without a license plate for years. Jobs drove his 2007 Mercedes-Benz SL55 for years with no official license plate, just a barcode, according to USA Today.
2000 what?
2007.
I guess he could drive it for years, but not too many years with it being 2007, right?
So that's pretty serious activism right there. I mean, to drive around with no license plate, that's
indeed it is.
Usually asking for trouble.
Of course, he can handle the tickets too, right?
Well, that's true. And of course, he could handle the car getting confiscated as well. When you're going to go into the world of freedom to travel activism, you have to expect that you may lose your car. You may lose your so-called privilege to drive. Our very own Michelle Seven from the Friday Night Show during the week is embroiled right now in some of these legal issues behind not having car registration or a driver's license. Of course, these things don't mean that you're dangerous. Just because Steve Jobs doesn't have a license plate doesn't mean he's a bad driver. It just means maybe he didn't feel like bowing down to the bureaucracy. Maybe he didn't feel like going to the DMV and waiting around and being bossed around and having to fill out forms in triplicate and file all kinds of fees. And it's a hassle going through this stuff.
You know, I mean, one wonders, okay, so it's one thing to register a car so that it has numbers on the back of it so that if perhaps it's in a hit-and-run accident, somebody can spot it and say something. You know, I think that that's something the marketplace could handle, because I think people do want to be able to recognize cars. But it's another thing entirely when you talk about annual registration. Why am I keeping that up? I mean, what is that other than a tax to drive on the road that you taxed me to pay for, that you taxed my gasoline to pay for? I mean, what is it other than just the government saying, well, we're in charge around here. We've got guys with guns that'll do whatever we say, and you'll put this little plate on your car and you renew it annually. Why not renew it biannually?
It's all about money.
Why not semi-annually?
It's all about ringing the cash register. It's all about obedience. That's what it's about. It's not about safety. It's not about protection. It's about them enriching themselves off of you.
Plus an opportunity to pull people over and talk to them.
And harass them. You know, you want to look at a perfect example of how it's all about obedience and money? I was in jail, met all kinds of interesting people. Some of the people I met were in for driving under the influence. They were drunk. Now, most people would look at that and say, yeah, we probably should take drunk people off the roads.
I don't know why it's...
What was that audio?
We are in brain
computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting...
Dual-action tabs and targeted cream. You rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced, homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling? Gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Toll free number for you, 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Lots of different features there for you, and they are all for free, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact, because our chat room is actually built into the same page as the webcam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. Do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about bitcoins for a while now, if you've been listening to Free Talk Live at least. Maybe you didn't know how to go about getting them.
There's an easy way. You can go to Bitcoin. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It's completely anonymous. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but it's done on the Internet. It's Internet cash. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. It's exchangebitcoins.com. If that's if you want to do the to get some and try it out, but also check weusecoins.com is a another great website.
I thought it was weusecoins.org.
I looked it up last night and I found
both.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So we've been talking about some of the surprising facts about Steve Jobs. One, he said positive things about LSD, one of the two or three most important things he's ever done in his life. Two, that he drove without a license plate for years. And then here's another one for you, that he used to sell blue boxes. You know what a blue box is, Mark?
No. What is a blue box?
Well, back in the olden days, I'm pretty sure this stuff doesn't work anymore, but way back when, you used to be able to make these little hacker boxes that would create...
Like cable?
They would generate... Well, no, not cable, okay. But there would likely be another type of box for that. They all had different names based on what their purpose was. So in the case of the blue box, this one said... This is a Fox News article, so they don't get into detail on exactly what the hertz of the tone was that it was generating. But essentially, it would generate a tone. Like when you would put a quarter into a payphone... There is like a tone. It's very, very hard to hear. You would not be able to likely notice it if you were putting it in and listening to it through the handset.
Yeah.
And again, this doesn't happen anymore from what I understand. So we're talking maybe 20 years ago or something like that. So you put the coin in and the machine makes a tone. So the phone company knows that you put a coin in.
Yep.
Basically. And so essentially the blue box would be something, or I think red box was another one as well, where this
now they just sell movies.
Machine would generate a tone for you. So you would hook it up to the payphone and basically trick the phone company into thinking you're
giving
putting
you a free call.
Quarters in to the thing. So he used to do that stuff.
Well, criminal.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show that some people who start in one place, maybe with a little criminal activity like that, can end up changing the world with what they do.
Hard to argue that. I mean, you know, that's brilliant minds are going to use a system. I mean, this is essentially what gameplay is. This is what hacking is it's finding a system and then figuring out how to play the system. I mean, how do you do it? How do you work it? Because it's a puzzle.
1-855-450-FREE. As we continue with you and your thoughts, I'm being told I'm wrong about the blue box. And I have to say, I did not do research on blue box. I was looking at this Fox News piece. I'm sure if somebody wants to, they can go learn all about the blue box and how to make one. You'll make your own.
So what is a blue box?
We will find out.
Okay.
Johnson is actually on the line to explain here. Johnson, you're on the amp lines.
So what it is it is actually a keypad that simulates the telephone operator's dialing console. So what it allowed a caller to do is sort of switch long-distance calls so they can actually route their own call. So they could bounce their call all over the country. And route it to different numbers and whatnot.
Was I describing a red box when I was talking about the one that generates tones?
I don't know, but I can tell you that I actually partook in a little bit of freaking myself back when it was still possible.
Oh, the phone freaking?
I actually before, you were able to at one point take a tape recorder, like a little micro cassette recorder, and hold it up to a phone as you were putting in the coins and record the tones that were made and play them back to any payphone.
Wow, that sounds almost unbelievable that something like that would work. So simple.
Yeah, and I did that to make many, many free calls.
So, yes, I was describing a red box, according to Wikipedia, the red box. Not the DVD thing.
We're going to pull your hacker card here in Anonymous. We're going to vote and pull your hacker card.
I've never claimed to be a hacker. But now I'm not talking about the red box where you go to the grocery store and get a DVD to rent. I'm talking about the old red box. It's a freaking device that generates tones to simulate inserting coins in payphones, thus fooling the system into completing free calls. So there's different tones for a nickel, dime, quarter, that sort of thing.
The one box that always fascinated me was the one known as the blotto box, which was apparently one could somehow connect this box, and it was very dangerous. One could connect the power line to the telephone line, and essentially what would happen is it would cause every phone within a certain radius to start ringing and then start heating up and possibly damage all the phones.
Yeah, that's really dangerous because each phone line does
just stealing from the phone company or setting people's houses on fire.
Each phone line does have power running through it. That's how you know, a lot of phones that can still operate even if power is down in your house. Your phone still has power because it's a separate circuit.
Right, and a lot of these things that we're talking about were not exactly legal activities back then. You know, and. So, I mean, you've got white hat and black hat, same way it is now.
Sure.
Oh, by the way, I was wrong. The tones are not different for each dime, quarter, nickel. It's the same tones, just played in a certain sequence. So they'll play
It was like they sounded something like did-did-did-did. You know, it was like a quarter.
Right.
I think they were shorter for... whatever, but yeah.
Yep. That's pretty much it. Now, it does say here that that the system that used to work for this, the automated coin toll service, has been phased out of service in
most of
the United States. Combined with the integration of acoustic filters into many payphone handsets, the practice of redboxing is rarely possible anymore these days.
You know what I miss? I miss when back in the days of BBS, too, they had something called a phone coupler, which you could use to, you know, back in the days of modems, you could dial into this, you know, dial into a payphone, use a phone coupler, and then that would go into, you could go to someone else's line or someone else's computer through this phone coupler. So you could dial a modem through a payphone if you wanted to, because it was like essentially you had this device that would sort of suction cup onto a regular telephone handset. And there's really no way to do that now. There's no way of having like an air gap in internet connections. I mean, it would be much harder to do that. I don't know. You could, like, go through someone's Wi-Fi or something.
Do the kids today even know what a modem is?
Probably, well, cable modem.
Yeah, but I mean, like, an old school
modem. They
wouldn't
know that it's modulate, demodulate. I mean, you know, but I don't know how many people would know that in general.
Yeah, I think that's completely over the heads.
I think we're done with
listeners.
The phone freaking conversation.
Yeah. I agree with her. Thanks,
probably.
Johnson.
Bye.
Appreciate it, dude. There you go. More than you ever needed to know about red boxing and blue boxing.
I mean, this is less valuable information than, say, how to give birth to a calf on the radio.
1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Well, now if your phone ever rang and started to heat up, now you know what was going on.
How about Trey Parker and Matt Stone were on LSD when they got their Oscar for South Park?
Oh,
how about that
one? All right, more coming up here. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. 855-453 is the number. That's toll free, by the way, 1-855-453. So you don't need any red box to make the call. 1-855-450-3733. I'm the only show where you can hear a discussion about drugs, followed by phone freaking, followed by immigration.
Phone freaking is redundant. It is just freaking.
That's true. 855-450-FREE.
But nobody will know what you're talking about.
That's true.
Jason Osborne.
Sounds like sex, phone sex or something. Like
sounds
that.
Something just like that. Jason Osborne.
I doubt very many phone or freakers were getting a whole lot of sex, just based on the kind of person that would likely be interested in freaking.
Because you'd know. Jason Osborne of SACL CAI would like to give Ian a big welcome back. If you want to find out more about SACL CAI, they've been a big sponsor of the show for a very long time. You can see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
Excellent. As we continue here, you can bring up anything. We go to Nick in Illinois on the amp lines. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Tonight I'd like to talk about infrastructure.
What kind of infrastructure?
Well, the one objection you're more likely to hear than any other when people talk about when you talk to people about the ideas of liberty is, well, what about the roads?
That's a big objection, for sure.
Yeah. Now, the usual approach that voluntarists take to this is to describe, all these complicated, sometimes complicated ideas about how a network of private roads could work, you know, without having to pay a toll every time you drive out of your driveway or stop every mile to pay a new toll and so on. And like Walter Block talks about how, well, maybe you could have a device in your car that registers when you're on the road or off the road.
We have today.
Yeah, I know.
The private roads that we have today. I mean, there's all sorts of them all over the United States and that work in all kinds of different models. But go ahead.
Yeah, I know. But some people are hard to convince, like, about mutual aid societies, for example. They say, well, what will happen if, you know, somebody collapses somewhere and they're not insured and they're not signed up with a mutual aid society? Well, should you just let them die? But so instead, I took the approach of trying to show how even society as it largely works right now can be reproduced without the use of violence to enforce cooperative behavior. That brings me to private cities. They exist, they're already out there, and they work, so you can point to them. Because I think the heart of the matter is that with infrastructure, people are afraid, well, what will happen if we have conflicts over what to do with land? Well, the solution to that, if people are really concerned about that, is live in a community where everybody there agrees that one body, one company or corporation or organization has the unilateral right to decide what to do with the land. They own the land.
Like a homeowners association would in a deed-restricted community.
Right. But I think it might be more effective as a general tip to start from that, because I think that cuts right to the root of what libertarian is. Libertarianism is not about the policies that result. It's about the process and how those decisions get made. So I think because when you start from the topic of, here's how these private roads could work, you sort of create in the other person's mind this assumption that libertarian society has to be radically different from what we have now in ways that it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Yeah, I think that is a good point. And all that said, it's still a tough issue for people. It's always difficult to open people's minds to something when it's always been a certain way. So, for instance, up here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, they actually don't have government garbage pickup. For a lot of people, they've never lived without government garbage pickup, and you
can't imagine how you would possibly make it without it.
Right. If you were to suggest that the government were to give up garbage pickup, that there would be garbage piling up in the streets, you could point to like New York City after that. Like they were snowed in and the garbage trucks didn't run for a while,
right.
And literally garbage piled up in the streets. So you could point to these things and say, "See, this is what will happen without the government to take out the trash." But here, it's fine. Everybody's fine. They hire their own service or run to the dump themselves. So people just don't have the perspective. Nick, any other thoughts?
Yeah, last night I had to hang up early because of audio problems. And what I wanted to say was that some people actually do believe that that violence is a legitimate way to enforce taxes, because of the idea that, well, if you're not paying your taxes, you're stealing the services that you get from the state. And I think that a good thing to remind people of is when they bring that up is, when you stop at a red light, if a hobo comes over and starts washing your windshield, and then the hobo says, "Hey, you owe me this money," and then he pulls a gun on you and says, "All right, pay me what I say you owe me," who's the thief there?
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. If somebody sends you something in the mail and you didn't order it, then they try to send you a bill for it. Are you responsible for that bill? You're absolutely not.
Nope. No, great point. Thanks, by the way, for the call, Nick. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the number. 1-855-450-3733. To Dwayne, listening in Michigan to WSJM-FM in Benton Harbor. Hello, Dwayne.
Hello.
Hey, Dwayne. What's on your mind?
I would like to speak about gravity, the force of gravity, just for a few minutes.
All right. Haven't had a lot of gravity calls in the past. Let's go ahead.
Gravity, for or against?
Where's the issue?
That's a pretty tough question, partner. There are two equations for this force, and the reason I bring this up is that it's considered to be an unknown factor. But that isn't true. It is a particular kind of energy. I'd like to make just first of all, the two equations are, there's a general one, which is C2 equals E divided by M. And
yeah, you want to talk about esoteric. Yeah.
So if it's energy, then while it's working, where is the energy involved in it? I mean, how do you get calories out of gravity?
Okay, well, you do, partner.
I'm only asking you.
I know that, and I'm going to give you the answer here in just a second.
Please give the answer without using a formula, though, because it's not math class.
I won't. When Newton described the force of gravity, he just said that one mass attracted the other, but he didn't look for the source. But in that gravity performs work, it has to have a source.
Please tell me it's aliens.
No, partner, nothing about aliens. This is just straight up and down stuff.
Okay.
What hasn't been examined, the particular form of energy not examined, is the heat energy within a mass. As the heat energy increases, the mass stays the same, the gravitational energy increases. If the energy remains the same and the mass increases, the field will decrease.
So it's your claim, let me see if I'm understanding you here, it's your claim that a cold object that is the same as a hot object, the same size, will have, the cold object will not have the same gravitational pull, it will be a lesser gravitational pull?
Exactly, partner. You nailed it right
now. Now, is this something that has been proven by science, or is this like a theory of yours, or is it commonly accepted?
Well, I've done the experiments to prove it.
I see. So you're trying to change the scientific view, which I think they're all theories, right? You're trying to change the accepted theory of gravity, which says that it's all about the size of the object.
They say they don't know gravity entirely, so I mean, you know, he could be right.
How did you prove it?
I made a horizontal gravimeter, and I got a 6-inch high stainless steel container, quarter inch wall thickness, and 6 inches diameter, filled with lead. I compressed the lead because when you heat something up, when the action of the molecules is the same thing as compressing it.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. So that's what heat pumps do. They compress a material and it generates heat through to just compression. And by doing that, I was able to draw a lead sphere toward the heated object. And then when I got rid of the pressure, the torsion of the monofilament I was using drew the beam back toward its original position.
So nobody's figured this out up to this point? I mean, no one's put something under pressure and that thing hasn't increased its gravity?
That is what I don't understand, partner. I really don't.
You know what? I would do? I would take that to some of the scientific forums online, post it, and see what people say.
I think it's awesome that you premiered it here on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for the call.
It's true. If not, you know, it's not the first crazy theory.
I appreciate hearing from you. And maybe you're right. Maybe it is true. Maybe there's something he's not factoring in. Well, coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare
declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Open phones for you to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. That's how it always is on this show. All 7 nights a week that we do it. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get you in here to share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about everything from drugs, harm reduction, to immigration, to freaking, that is the phone type, and whatever you want to talk about goes. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue that here in moments.
Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar-powered generating system can give you all the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. This is a solar-powered generating system, and unlike the rest of the generators out there that just kind of sit around and do nothing when the power's not out, the SG1 can run your refrigerator, your freezer, your pump, your well pump, whatever you need it to run all the time, and then it'll be on in an emergency when you need it. Also, in an emergency, you can add more solar panels and more batteries and run the whole house if that's what you want to do, if you want to go off the grid. The SG1 is great for two things. It's great for having a generator on when you need it, and it's great for having an expandable solar system that can take you off the grid. Also, it can handle power from all kinds of different things, including windmills, water wheels, or whatever. The SG1, go check it out at freetalklivesolar.com. Again, it's freetalklivesolar.com.
One of the points I wanted to make earlier, but we just kind of we go off in different directions sometimes on this program. We were discussing driver's registration because Steve Jobs, as we've been discussing over throughout the show tonight, some interesting facts about Steve Jobs that a lot of people didn't know. One of them was that he drove for years with no license plate. And when I say years, I mean the end of his life. The more recent years, driving with no license plate. And we ended up talking about how the driver's registration, tags, all that stuff, it's all about obedience and money, not about safety. And to give you an example of a proof of that claim, I was in jail with a variety of different folks. Some of them were there for DUI, driving under the influence. Usually a pretty dangerous thing. In many cases, sometimes not so much. But what would you think, Mark? DUI. What do you think an appropriate, like the second DUI someone receives, what do you think the average person receives? I'm not asking you what they should, but what do you think the average person receives as far as jail time for that?
I wouldn't think for the second DUI they get much of anything. Maybe
really?
A couple of days.
Okay, yeah. 3 to 20 was, I saw there was one guy in there that was in for 20, another guy was in for 3. The guy that was in for 20 actually
that's
a ran.
Big difference.
The guy in for 20 ran from the cops.
Yeah, well, that's not going to go well.
Right. So, now, by comparison, there were people that were in the same cell block who were there for driving while suspended. Driving to work.
Yeah.
1 year sentence.
So you actually can put people in danger by, through negligence and get you know, a 3-day sentence.
Yep.
But you drive without their little little reflective sticker stuck on your car. Suspended license, is that what you're saying?
Driving while suspended, yeah. That would
okay.
be it.
So you know, whatever, you know, you didn't pay one of their tickets and your license got suspended as a result, wham, you get a year in jail.
Year in
jail. This shows to show. Because this is what people don't get. The government isn't there to protect you. It is not there to protect you. It is there to protect its own interests. Its interests are sucking money off of you. Those nice guys, and many of them are wearing those pretty badges with the guns on their hips, they're not there to protect you. They're there to protect the government and its
right.
interests. Sometimes those interests will cross, and you'll get some protection out of the deal. You certainly will. But let's not forget that their Supreme Court has ruled time and time again, not one time, not I mean half of a dozen times, that the government has no obligation to protect you. So if they choose not to protect you, you've got no recourse. It happens all the time. If some private company was there to protect you, you'd have a recourse. You'd be able to sue them. You'd be able to get money back. They'd be responsible for what was damaged. All these kinds of things. Government has no responsibility. They create out of thin air. They magically create irresponsibility. They call it sovereign immunity or qualified immunity. Whatever it is, they create it for themselves and their minions.
So we're going to continue here. Take your phone calls. Peter is listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the Mike 92.1. Hello, Peter.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I just want to do a follow-up on what you were saying. I tuned. This is the first time I've ever tuned in. I was just going up and down the dial. And what you said, when people get used to getting their garbage picked up and they think that that's by the government, they think that's the way it's always been done. Well, there was actually a really famous economics paper called The Lighthouse in Economics. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I have not.
And it made it, oh, well, it was by Ronald Coase, who won the Nobel Prize back in the 1990s, very good economist. But what he pointed out as in his wonderful writing style, that every textbook, or at least four different textbooks, used the lighthouse as an example of something that could only be provided by the government. Well, upon closer inspection, all the way up until like the mid-19th century, no lighthouses were provided by the government. They were provided by shipping organizations, in other words, private entities.
Interesting. That makes sense.
And so anyway, it's a very good paper. I don't know if your readers will be interested or not. And then there was a follow-on to it.
I could see it being provided by shipping organizations and insurance companies as well.
Well,
those who insure those
ships. I don't know about the insurance. I'm just starting to read on that. But it was in their own best interest to have lighthouses so their ships didn't crash. And how they did it was, if you sailed by it on your way and you were deemed to have used it, but still everybody, it was a voluntary organization. There was no force there.
Yeah, like what shipping company wouldn't want to contribute to the Lighthouse Fund, you know?
Well, right. So I'm just saying, there's many, many things that were being done perfectly well before somebody said, hey, you know, we can do this better. And there's some funny lines that I haven't read the paper for a while about, like, one guy said, you know, show me a lighthouse and I'll show you a politician's friend.
Thank you. Anything else you want to share tonight, Peter?
Oh, well, that was just it. I just wanted to follow up on it. I think that you're on to something. You know, there's a lot of things that the private sector, that people can provide amongst themselves, amongst free association.
I think everything can be done amongst free association, and it's never right to use coercion to provide any product or service. And I thank you for the call tonight, Peter. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453.
Well, you could use retaliatory force if you know, against somebody who has used initiated force against someone.
Coercion is generally defined as aggressive force, from what I understand.
Okay, well, I'm just understanding that you know, this person may consider coercion to be being used against them even after they have slaughtered 30 individuals. When you come after them, put them in chains.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Thanks for the clarification. By the way, quick quote here from Steve Jobs. Somebody, I found this on Facebook here. Quote, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
It's a great quote.
Yeah. That's really heavy, man. Good stuff.
Heavy, man.
Let's go to Frank, listening in Jackson to the TJ Network on FM. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What do you guys think about the political race?
I think they're all a bunch of criminals. And I don't even know which one you're talking about.
Which political race?
I can't think. I think his name is Kane or McLean or something like that.
Herman Kane?
Yeah.
Kane, McLean, whatever.
Yeah.
I think
they're all the same to me, dude.
I think he's the former president of the Federal Reserve in St. Louis, and that already gives me pause. He supported the Patriot Act, which says to me that he really could care less about American civil liberties. He said that he would follow the word of his generals in regards to the Afghan and Iraq wars, and I have yet to find a general that hasn't supported more war. And, you know, frankly, he seems to have no solutions but gimmicks. 999 plan would raise taxes on 80% of Americans. I don't want my taxes raised. I don't want Herman Cain as president.
All right, I'll take it back. Not all of them are criminals. Ron Paul's the exception. Gary Johnson's not so bad, but he doesn't really get the whole principle of liberty thing. Ron Paul is the man. He's the only outstanding candidate in the main political race for president. But generally, politicians are criminals, and I would recommend not associating with them. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, one more thing. They've done a interview with the CEO of Facebook and Donald Trump, and I think there were several others, but in your opinions, and the state the economy is in, who do you think would be best to get us out of the recession?
Thanks for the call, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you. You don't put someone in charge of the. There's no way to put someone in charge of the economy.
Yeah.
The only way to get out of a recession is to allow
like
it to happen.
Bull rider being in charge of the bull.
You just have to allow it to happen so things can be normalized, and then hopefully get the government the hell out of creating money and all the other meddling that they
Ron
do.
Ron Paul's the only choice, in my opinion.
So back tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition. You can join Mark at that time. And take Steve Jobs' advice. That's good stuff. Listen to your inner voice. Follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Think about that one. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.